Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Keeping a close eye on Hurricane Delta, approaching the Gulf Coast, set to make landfall later tonight. National Hurricane Center says they're already getting the 45-mile-an-hour winds, gusts up to 60. Instead of just reading reports about that, we're going to go down to Louisiana and find out what things are going on and what storm chasing is like in an area like Louisiana. We're pleased to bring onto the program meteorologist and storm chaser Michael Phelps, who is on the Louisiana Gulf Coast. Thanks a lot for being with us.
You're welcome.
Hey, Mike, it's great to hear your voice again, my friend. It's been far too long. So take us through it. Where are you right now and what are you seeing?
It has been, John. It has been. It's nice to hear yours.
Thanks a lot. So what's the situation? Where are you right now? Because last I checked, you were on Cameron.
Well, right now we're in Abbeville, Louisiana. And I want to just tell you right off the top here, the phone service is touch and go. I'm already hearing some cutouts with your interview. So we're going to try to do our best here. But we're in Abbeville, Louisiana right now. We're getting ready to move over to where the eye of Hurricane Delta is expected to pass late this afternoon and early this evening. And that's going to be over near the Jennings-Welsh area. That is west of here, between here and Lake Charles. And right now, the hurricane is producing 115-mile-per-hour winds. It's weakened slightly. And that was expected. It's moving into some colder water or cooler water in the northern Gulf, also some shear. So basically, it's topped out already, and it's beginning to go downward in its strength, which is great news for folks that are going to be impacted by this. But still, it's a major hurricane, should be a Category 2 when it makes landfall, and probably all the way up to the Interstate 10 corridor in south central and southwest portions of Louisiana. And that's going to produce dangerous storm surge, possibly up to 10 feet, extremely heavy rain, some flash flooding, damaging winds, obviously, when you have winds that are probably going to be 90 to 110 mile an hour sustained with gusts to 130. So there's going to be a lot of wind damage as well. So hopefully all preparations have been made, all evacuations completed, and people are ready for this pretty intense hurricane, a third big one to strike in this general region this season. It's been amazingly active this year. We had to go all the way into the Greek alphabet, which we've only done once before back in 2005.
Talk to me about that storm surge. For an area that sits so low, what does 10 feet of storm surge look like, and what does that do?
It's pretty damaging, and it's very deadly. We were surveying the area down around Cameron yesterday, which was severely affected by the hurricane storm surge from the storm Laura a while back. And the storm surge with that particular hurricane was up to 17 feet high. And a vast area of southern Louisiana, like you say, is extremely low, only 1 to 2 to 3 feet above sea level, all the way until you get up to close to Interstate 10, then it's up around 5, possibly up around 10 to 15 feet above sea level, which is still pretty low. So most of the southern part of Louisiana used to be owned by the Gulf of Mexico. It's kind of dried out and receded a little bit here in the last few thousand years, and now it's kind of a marshy area The Gulf likes to reclaim its territory every time one of these hurricanes comes in, and that territory goes all the way up to New Orleans. Now, thankfully, this one is going to be west of New Orleans far enough they're not going to see the extreme amount of surge that they saw with Katrina. But a good portion of that southern part of Louisiana that's been hit multiple times is getting it again. And it's really sad. Yesterday, everybody's gone, not only because they evacuated, but they basically abandoned the region after the Hurricane Laura because everything was just so damaged. So nobody's really prepared for this hurricane. They haven't boarded up a whole lot. They're just going to let nature take its course. And once this hurricane's over with, hopefully it'll be the last one of the year, and then they'll get out there and they'll try to fix all the damage from the hurricanes, but they've just kind of given up at this point.
Yeah, knock wood that it is indeed the last one for this year. We'll keep a sharp eye on that one as well. But take us through what you're doing and the job of a storm chaser. You've been doing some tremendous work imaging this storm, taking pictures, and putting out live video for Radar Omega. We'll talk more about them in a minute. But what is it that you're out there doing as your work for the next 24 hours or so?
Well, I work for a weather app called Radar Omega. It's an amazing weather app that we have developed here over the last year or so, and it's available for all your devices if you just go and look for it. And what we're doing is we're actually doing a lot of research. We've created what we call Project Mesobort, and we've developed probes and also instrumentation within the vehicles, and our goal is to supply these instruments to people for their home weather stations, also for their vehicles, storm chasers, and general public, and just create a network of really high-quality weather information. In fact, you know, up to 30 points of weather data every second are recorded with this system, so we can create a very, very tight grid of weather information on these hurricanes over a vast area, especially if you have, say, 100 chasers and you know, general public folks. Having these sensors around the area, it's going to greatly increase our knowledge of how these storms behave right at the surface level, and it's going to provide us some great information. So we're going to be testing that system today and into tonight with this particular hurricane, and we're very excited you know, going forward to provide this to the public and the storm chasers and create that, you know, mesomet of information, you know, over wide areas for these storms.
We in Kansas City are used to hearing about storm chasers when it comes to tornadoes. We're very familiar with what that kind of work is like. When it comes to a tornado that is fast moving and often unpredictable, we don't know that those are coming in. Give us the differences when it comes to storm chasing in a place like Louisiana.
Well, with hurricanes in Louisiana, it's obviously a little different. You see the storm coming for days and days in advance, so you know, we're prepared. Even today, though, we don't know exactly where it's going to hit, so we're watching very carefully where it goes. But we, you know, with these storms, you can arrive, you know, a couple of days early, like we did, get set up, get the lay of the land, and kind of be ready for it. And folks have time that live here to get away from the area that is most in danger. With tornadoes, obviously, they come from single thunderstorms that produce tornadoes that are much smaller than hurricanes. But are extremely damaging because the wind speeds are greater. And you don't have as much time, obviously, to prepare and get ready for a tornado. I mean, our technology right now gives us up to about 30 minutes in some of the best-case scenarios to prepare and get ready for a tornado, whereas with a hurricane, you can, you know, see it coming days ahead and prepare, board up, and get out of the way.
I know we've had conversations in the past about guys on TV, you know, who cover these storms, and all they serve to do is go, yep, it sure is windy out there, and whether or not there's a lot of value in that. Clearly, you're gathering data. It's a different deal, but you've got the same concerns about keeping yourself safe. What kind of measures do you have to take when you're working with a storm like this to make sure that nothing bad happens to you or your team?
Yeah, John, that is always a concern. We've had, unfortunately, in the past, storm chasers, really high-level storm chasers and researchers killed by severe and extreme weather, in this case, a tornado in El Reno. So the danger is always there, and even with hurricanes, you know, you're dealing with something with incredible power. The strongest storm in the world right now is this hurricane, and you know, it can, you know, take your life. And we have to keep that in mind. What we're doing is very important for the research, but we also, you know, take the precautions. For example, our Airbnb that we're staying at right now is our home base. We took a lot of care in making sure that it was above the storm surge zone. When we go and set up later on over towards Jennings and Welsh, we're going to make sure that we are above where that storm surge will come in, because that is the number one killer. We're going to make sure we are far away from any buildings or trees, because we do not want to be hit by flying debris. And that, you know, provides us the most safe situation. I even oftentimes will carry with me for hurricanes one of those life vests, life preservers. So in case I am ever caught in a surge, I can put on a life preserver, and that will up my chances of survival. Because, you know, you just never know. So, you know, the key is preparation, preparation, preparation.
Are people in Louisiana and generally along the Gulf Coast familiar with all those ways to prepare? And generally, is it just second nature to them now?
Well, in the Sun Belt, a lot of the folks that live here now have moved in over the last 20 years. And we have had a very active hurricane, many active hurricane seasons over the last 20 years. But a lot of folks, you know, this is their first experience with this kind of extremely active hurricane season. So they may have came in from New York or California or Kansas or wherever and moved to the South. So there is a level of unpreparedness in terms of just their knowledge. And I always say, you know, you are the sum of your experiences. And if you've never experienced extreme weather like this, you're likely to not react properly. So one of the things that we do with Project Mesovort is provide live video streaming with the live weather data so people can see what's happening, and it helps them really understand what's going on. But, you know, we keep pounding away, the meteorologists in the South, you know, what to do, how to prepare, and all we can do is really hope that people, you know, heed the warnings, that they are prepared and they know what to do, and, you know, it's a matter of life and death in many cases. I mean, we saw how many people died with Katrina that probably really shouldn't have died if they would have taken the right precautions.
No doubt about it. And again, it's vital information. We're going to send folks again. Radar Omega is the app that you can get if you want to follow this. And there's a bunch of live content on there as well. And Mike, I know I follow you on Facebook and I see some of the live video you're doing. It's a tremendous amount of great work. And thank you for taking us through it. We really appreciate the visit. Just one more time, though, tell us if folks decide to get that Radar Omega app, what's on there? What can they see?
Oh, it's an amazing app. Here's what you can get. There's all kinds of radar apps out there, but this one is one of the most wide-ranging radar apps. Not only do you get really high-quality radar data, but you can get satellite data, model data, you get live storm information in terms of the actual data from the storms and live streaming from storm chasers out in the field. And you can get that. It's just a regular app. You can buy it on, you know, Google Play or the App Store. You can set it up for your laptop, your desktop, your mobile phone. And it is just really a one-stop shop for everything you'd ever want to have weather-wise. So, yeah, it's a great app, Radar Omega. Definitely pick it up today. In fact, if you do and you get an upgrade to either our Alpha, Beta, or Gamma subscription within the app, you'll be able to watch us out storm chasing today.
All right, very cool. Well, we are following events closely. Good luck with Hurricane Delta, and stay safe. We'll be thinking of you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You got it. Take care, Mike. We'll talk to you again soon.
And again, last check, it was set to make landfall around 6 or 7 o'clock tonight.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.